Yo, what up, what up, what up? My name is Dud Knee. I always like to say, like a fucked up knee, Dud Knee. Or we can go with D-U-D-N-I-E, a.k.a. fucked up knee. Get it? Dud Knee. It's unbelievable. Aggressive Negress is the illest. It's unbelievable. As you can probably tell, I'm just super excited. I'm really excited. I want to welcome all you good people as we kick off not just another episode of Aggressive Negress. We are, right? That's a given. But another episode of Aggressive Negress Season 2! That's right. Yep. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you. You far too kind. No, seriously, I really, really, really appreciate the support that we've received here, and all my real ones, day ones, know the vibes. You know, it's Brooklyn all day. So if you understand the references there, then you get hats off. That's a hats off to you. In any case, as always, we'll be transgressing on today's taboo topics involving empowerment, gender, race, relationships, and more through the lens of pop culture. If you've ever been to a house party, sometimes people congregate in the kitchen to chat. So on that note, grab your solo cup and let's talk.
Live on Quarantine Radio. Quarantine.
I'm bored in the house.
And I'm in the house bored.
Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored.
Baby, come give me something on.
Baby, come give me something on.
Fuck it up, Fuck it up,
Two face, one waist, guys.
Wanna see the ass clap?
Send
me the cash app.
Where
the cash
app, boy? Where
the cash
app? I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot,
left
foot, slide.
Left foot,
right foot, slide. Hey, basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide.
I'm a savage.
Classy, bougie, ratchet. Hey,
sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid. What's happening, bitch?
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I can go country, carbon bite. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust.
Coronavirus!
Shit is getting real! Shout out to everybody on the check-in in there. You know what I mean? I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. We got Tory Lanez with his annoying ass quarantine radio. Quarantine. Ugh, can't stand that little boy. what else? Who else was in there? Roddy Ricch. You know, that bored in the house John by Tyga and Curtis Roach, I think his name is. I don't know where these niggas be getting their names from, but Curtis Roach, Mr. Roach, and Tyga Kardashian. Thank you for y'all's contribution to the culture. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa and Ty Dolla $ign. I'm sure they're very, very happy. You know, they did that song over 2 years ago, and it is back in the mainstream. I don't know if they're getting, you know, views, streams, downloads, whatever the, you know, I don't know how to get paid these days, but I'm sure, I hope, anyway, that they getting their money. That Cash App, John? If you want to see the ass clap, send me the Cash App. You know what I mean? That's an artist named Candace out from the West Coast out in Cali. It's my personal favorite. Drake, of course, needs no introduction. Neither does Meg Thee Stallion. Real hot girl shit. And neither does Cardi B, of course, with the assist from iMarquise on the remix. But the new kids on the block are Young T and Bugsy, two artists from the UK whose song Don't Rush definitely blew up right along with the rest of them over these past few weeks. So, you know, shout out to them. You know, look, it goes without saying. 2020 is on one, okay? It's been a rough 7 years already, and it's only April. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. January alone was like 38 weeks long. I mean, enough for a freaking newborn to come through to this world. Just long as fuck. February, quick 3.5 weeks. Done. February was out the door. And then here we are 7 years later in April. I would love to catch y'all up with some of the stuff that I've been up to. You know, the dry January, you know, I always do that. That evolved into a dry quarter this year. Some of the fitness goals that I achieved. Really proud of some of that work. The ongoing work that I am doing to get my financial house in order. That's been really progressive and making a lot of moves there. Getting back on here to crack this mic. Okay, not easy. Y'all know the last time, y'all heard an episode, the last time I released an episode. So this is huge. I mean, I could go on and on. I really could. But you know what? No, not today. Not today. We will hopefully get to all of that as season two progresses. Hopefully, as in, you know, if we don't see the second coming of Jesus Tyrone Christ, because it just feels like it's about that time. But today we're going to be thankful. We're going to be thankful for the many, 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 many blessings that have been bestowed on us. You know, gratitude is a must. It's as simple as that. It's a must. And I guess, you know, we could start with that, but let's rewind it a little bit. So the entire globe has come to a screeching halt because of the one and only coronavirus, as Cardi B put it very nicely earlier. Nothing is moving out here. Here in the U.S., most of the states have some sort of shelter-in-place order where people are asked to stay home as much as possible. And I will reiterate that to y'all. Stay home, stay home, stay home, stay home. And this is in order to pump the brakes on the virus itself spreading. Right. So we've got some lucky ones that you know, throughout this whole pandemic, they're able to continue working and therefore keep drawing a paycheck by working from home. Others like myself, like over 20 million of my fellow Americans, have either been let go or furloughed from their jobs. And so these are people that are basically we collecting that unemployment check, you know what I mean? But in other words, it's a lot of people at home doing nothing. And, you know, Americans with children, I mean, overnight, y'all have added teacher, employee, just all these other titles to your already all-consuming role of parent. And it all has to happen under the same roof or within the same four walls. Fucking madness. Madness. It's given me a lot of ideas, though, on how to help people through this very podcast. And I'll have a couple of, you know, guests coming through in the next couple of episodes just to kind of help us wade through all the information out there. You know, there's a lot of information and misinformation as well. And just kind of attacking that from several different fronts, from the science behind the Rona to dealing with the online learning and, you know, just kind of doing our part to maintain our social distance and many, many more. So I'm really, really excited about that. And I look forward to taking my aggressive Negress listeners along for the ride. But again, today's episode is just about a small, tiny little gem, something that gives us a little bit of joy here. That gem is called Instagram, specifically the ability to go live. Anyone with an Instagram account can essentially live stream from wherever and allow other users on the platform to be able to tune in, to be able to watch your live, watch you. You know, you could pop in a request, let me join you, so that people are watching almost a double live of sorts, two people on one channel, quote unquote. So the two users, you know, when you're on, you're able to communicate with each other. You're able to, you know, go back and forth however you may want to, while others are able to watch you. You're able to comment on whatever is going on. It's really been cool, because as social distancing has become the new phrase of the day, and of course gatherings with 10 or more people are strongly discouraged, if not just fully prohibited in many places. A gentleman by the name of DJ D Nice, shout out to D Nice, took to his own live and threw a party. He threw a freaking party. He called it homeschool at Club Quarantine. And, you know, it went from really, really, really humble beginnings. I mean, like a couple hundred people on the live, meaning people tuned in, to a couple thousand, to literally, I think by the end of the week, he had 150,000 people tuning in. And this dude, I mean, it's not no run-of-the-mill fly-by-night DJ. D Nice is a hip hop veteran. He's from the Bronx, which, I mean, shouldn't surprise anyone, because the idea just kind of drips on hip hop's early beginnings, you know, with legends like DJ Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, and a bunch of others. I myself have attended several parties at Club Quarantine, and you know, I'm not gonna brag, but I have a screenshot of Michelle Obama commenting right under mine. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like we stood shoulder to shoulder at the same function. You know what I mean? Maybe we spoke to each other, you know, one aggressive negress to another, you know, we was at the party together, whatever. Fuck it, a girl can dream. But the homeschool parties are definitely dope AF, dope as fuck. However, the best lives for the culture actually turned out to be these sort of battle of the beats, if you will. It started off as an impromptu session between two super producers in the game, Timbaland and Swizz Beatz. I'm going to spend the rest of this episode dissecting their battle. And if we have time, I'll actually want to look into the battle that took place between T-Pain and Lil Jon as well. Two talented ass producers in their own right. So with that being said, let's jump right into it. The battle of the beats between Timbaland and Swizz Beatz. So, like I mentioned, COVID-19, aka the coronavirus, really and truly hit us here in the States in about the middle of March, right? And so by the end of March, we were all, for the most part, tied to our homes. As the story goes, around the same time, Timbaland reached out to Swizz with an idea to go song for song on IG Live, something that they had actually done several times before at concerts. And so the IG Live Battle of the Beats was born. Tim was, I mean, you could see as soon as it pulled up, Tim's relaxed. He's in his studio. He's relaxed. He's at home. He's under a soft red light, sipping on nice red wine. He's good. You know, Swizz, he started in the crib at first, but eventually he moved to the car. I guess he had some spotty Wi-Fi situation going on, so he moved to the car. In my opinion, they was just slap boxing in the beginning, right? Until Swizz moved into his car, right? And y'all know there's always a point when you slap boxing, right? You play fight, it goes from play to y'all really hitting for real. You know what I mean? You really putting some power behind your punches. And it all started right about when Swizz went first. He played this joint from the Lox off of their Money, Power, Respect album.
With the dilly, yo.
What?
I gotta squeeze the juice out of the headphones. Squeeze the juice out of the headphones, yo. Yo, yo, when you think of me, you think of a problem. Who, what, when, and how you gon' solve them? Automatic or revolver? K.I. double lesson. Here's the lesson. Most beams is infrared, but mine's is fluorescent.
So I won't even bother you guys with the full length of that. And I won't be playing the full length of any of these songs. Hopefully they don't even shut me down. We'll see. I'll put this up and see if it sticks. But Tim, they call him Timbo the King. Tim, here is where the punches started landing different. You know what I mean? Started going from the soft taps to closed fists.
Turn it on, turn the shit to left you, left you. But now that don't mean step two, step step, step two, step, step two, step, 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 step.
Left you, without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try and feel if I hesitate to let you in?
All right, all right, all right, all right. That's enough. That's enough. Nothing else to say. Nothing else to say. The point goes to Tim. All right. So it was right here. It was right here where Swizz moved to the whip. And, you know, he hit us with this nice little bop.
Rockefeller, Rough Riders, Swizz Beatz.
It's almost over, y'all.
Jigga. I really
Lights out, niggas.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right. Bitches better get it right. Who?
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right. Bitches better get it right.
Tables down in AC. Back on the block.
Jay-Z, motherfucker from the rock.
Solo on that ass.
But it's still the same. Brooklyn.
All right.
Let me just stop right now and remind you to unscrew your face. Unscrew that shit. I just want to help you because it might stay that way, you know. So, you know, Tim was like, okay, I see you. Tim answered with this. Ladies, go ahead and sing this.
I'm just a bachelor.
Fellas too.
Looking for a partner. Someone who knows how to ride without even falling off.
All right. Again, unscrew your faces. Now, personally, I love me some Genuine. Anyone who knows me knows this to be true. But see, Jay said, I got the mind capacity of a young Butch Cassidy's. Niggas get fly. Let them defy gravity. 4-5 rapidly lift your chest cavity. Yeah, I have a soft spot for lyrics about real niggas doing real things that I've never really done. That's just me. You know what I mean? Call it the Flatbush Brooklyn in me. I don't know. But it is what it is. But Pony? I don't know. So this reminds me of a little story. I remember, story time. I remember a smoke session with a friend of mine. A friend of mine I went to school with was about the same age. And a third friend of mine who was about mid to late 20s, right? The third friend had never seen the video for Pony. Never seen it. So we literally spent the next 30 minutes dissecting the video. We dissected the lyrics, the era in which it dropped. And you want to know why? Because it's a classic. Call me biased, but point goes to Tim right there. Y'all more than welcome to pull up if you want to fight me. Fuck around and get this 4-5 rapidly lift your chest cavity. Try me if you want to. You know what I mean? Try me. So here's the thing, y'all. Like I said, Tim played a classic in that last round. I think Swizz knew this as well. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding at all, because his next joint out the gate, he went with a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine.
I am Aladdin.
So far ahead,
these bums is dragging.
See me in that new thing, bums is gagging. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Look at my show footage, how these girls be spazzing. So fuck, I look like
getting back to what has been.
Yeah, I said it has been. Hang it up, flat screen. Plasma.
Hey Nikki, hey Nikki.
Asthma, I got the pump, it ain't got medicine. I got bars.
Bars.
Venison, I'm a bad bitch, I'm a cunt. And I'll kick that hoe, punt. Force trauma, blunt.
You play the back, bitch, I'm in the front.
You need a job, this ain't cutting it.
Nicki Minaj is who you ain't fucking with. I mean, I just need to tell y'all, please unscrew your faces. You know what I mean? But Tim, ever the crafty fella, followed up with this.
Yo, wait,
Missy Elliott,
she knows a lot.
Of
I heard she eat one crack a day. Girl, well, I heard the bitch was hurting Tim.
And started fucking with Trina.
I heard the bitch got hit by 3 zebras and a monkey.
I can't stand a bitch, no way.
When I walk up in the piece, I ain't got any speed. I'm a bad mama, Gemma, goddamn motherfucker, you ain't gotta like me.
Hey, stuntin' these hoes.
Need to talk what you know. Stop talking about who I'm sticking and licking, just mad at ain't chose.
I know y'all paw, y'all broke.
Y'all job is hanging up close. Step to make it burn like toast. Motherfuckers,
I live some egos. Half, half, whole, whole.
I don't brag.
I mostly boast. To the LA coast. This round, I mean, my mind blown. Just wow. Wow. The genius is on display. The differences in their styles really, really comes out in this round, if it hadn't already. You know what I mean? The way Nicki's flow just never lets up. The beat, it goes hard and it never lets up. Versus Tim's smoothed out groove, Missy with her innovative, you know, flow on the track. I mean, Pink Friday? Pink Friday was truly Nicki Minaj at her peak. And I played the fuck out of that CD. I wore that shit out. But I also wore the fuck out of my Under Construction CD. Gossip Folks was one of the bangers on that record. This is a hard one, you guys. This is a hard one. But in my opinion, the point goes to Tim again. It goes to Tim because, again, Gossip Folks is just a banger in any decade, period. It's innovative in any decade, period, point blank. So point to Tim on that one. Swizz's next joint got Timbo out of his chair. He got out of his chair and started twerking on camera. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't popping it for real, but his booty was doing, you know, was doing something. And he was doing it to this.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Let me upgrade your
brain. How you gonna upgrade me? It's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block.
Now I beat the block.
I hear you beat the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that like to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me.
Not bad. Not bad at all. But see, Tim be thinking. And so he comes back with another Beyonce J track.
I've been drinking,
get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off the thing that I'm about to do?
Cigars on ice.
Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill.
Flashing lights.
You got me faded, baby. I want you. Na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my baby, daddy. I want you. Na-na. Drunk in love.
Now, my personal preference and point goes to Swizz in this round. You know what I mean? Like, I know the ladies like to sing along to the track. When the shit go, we be all night. And you're like, we be. Like, that's classic. You know what I mean? It's dope to do in the club. You know, it's dope to do at a concert. But it's something about when Jay says, you know, I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block. And then without even skipping a beat, Beyonce replies, I hear you beat a block, but I'm the lights to keep the streets on. Like, what? First verse becomes in with that rapper like bravado and never lets up. Lines like, come harder, this won't be easy, don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. I can do for you what Martin did for the people, ran by the men, but the women keep the tempo. What? A Martin Luther King reference that had nothing to do with Martin and everything to do with Coretta. I mean, I could go on, but I won't. So, like I said, point to Swizz. In the next round, Swizz stayed with Beyonce, which is almost always a great move. Almost. He played this. 8, 1, B Day. Again, always a bop in the club. Always. Especially when you hear that, ladies on the floor, all my ladies on the floor, you know what I mean? Drop down low, we'll sweep the floor with it. Like, it's just everyone on the dance floor. Don't ask no questions. You just gotta go. Fun fact, I just learned, like, literally just learned on that intro when it's like, you know, pew, 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 all the lasery kind of sounds. Beyonce is actually saying 9, 4, 8, 1, beat it. That's her birthday. I didn't know that. My bad, Beehive. I didn't know that. I don't know. But Tim killed him. Tim came back and was like, fuck your life, nigga, and played this.
これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。
Everybody do the shoulder dance. Everybody do the shoulder dance right now. You know which one.
Give me some new shit. Give me some new shit. Give me some new shit. Give me some new shit.
Mississippi putting it down. I'm the hottest round. I told y'all mother, y'all can't stop me now.
Honestly, though, if it was me, I would have played the remix with Nelly Furtado. But that's just me. And if you don't remember, if you don't remember that joint, it went a little something like this. Remix!
What you gotta say?
Oh. She's a freak, then I'm a cheap bed banging with the top down low on the floor cause it's so fresh.
Fresh?
That D-boy's with vest, my runner's car check.
I
run like the breeze, who catches slap, but sometimes get an easy, and I mean, there's truth, I go, there's a rhyme, I will tell it.
Missing coming and I landed.
Where did she come from? This international dot song. So get your hands up like this. Ooh, until your party's just begun. So come over to my house and that's where this song from. A left for laughing and West Coast brings in Portuguese.
Missy's the one man who always be cooking.
Something fun outside who come dip a vibe. From BC to D-Dot and around the world.
Giddy up, back to my girl. Okay. All right. That was a little bonus heat. Just a little bonus heat. But again, just to be completely clear, get your freak on, Missy. You know, even without the Nelly Furtado remix, I'll take the original joint. I mean, that's it. Game over. Tim, he got the point on this round. So at this point, Swizz doubles down with Beyonce. Doubles, triples, whatever. He just goes all in. He plays this.
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Oh boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let them check up on it. Watch it while you check up on it. Dip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check on it.
If you got it, flaunt it. Boy, I know you want it.
It's funny because Swizz tells Tim that he likes to play that while riding in the car, like, you know, to some nice feel good type music. So that was kind of dope, a little perspective on that. So Tim answers back with the joint that he said, he was like, you know, this was one of my favorites, but that he felt it should have pretty much blown up a little bit more, a lot more than it actually did. So he played this. Let me just say, I had to Shazam that song because it was like, I thought it sounded familiar. I, you know, just couldn't place the artist. I was literally thinking Khalees. But, you know, it turns out to be Pastor Troy. Yeah, exactly. So, point to Swizz. I'll get right to it. Swizz hits us with this one next. Let that shit drop. Sleep on hell.
I kick street sales, choking niggas like I'm spree well. Rolling states, holding your face in the palm of my hand. Blow you away like it's part of the plan. I gotta call it like I see it, talking like I be it. Walking my walk, thugged out, orthopedic, cause I'm soon to be up. Give me room, watch me heat up. Niggas try to stick me like Abdullah Weema. Follow the leader.
New York shit again.
Go extra hard. Don't know, should I hold back or show the repertoire? Quit at 16 or throwing extra balls. Just for the non-believers, I show why it's so hard to reach us.
I get pussy with my father's features.
Puff heavily, see me at 6'1", way a buck 70.
Catch me in spots, y'all niggas never be.
Packed in, like Green Bay, Harlem Week to Queens Day. Performing a cappella, no DJ. 98 live, no replays. Make it seem easy, so tell a friend and tell a friend that it's them again. Asia, Noriega.
Champion of the rocks, born to Fort Knox, Lazaroff. Shark salad with carrots, pork chops and applesauce. Twin connection, disrespecting, watch your body cave and pump the shiny gauge and hit the shorty while he potty training. I ain't playing, I'm truly the worst. Who be the first to get his whole body fully reversed? Uzi, your hurts, leave me double dead. I'm a bubble head. I never listen to nothing my mother said. I used to hold niggas ransom for money like Johnny Handsome. The son of niggas so long, I think I got a grand. So my passion is money, a stash and a honey that don't ask no questions. But don't blast anybody that's a girl. Come the world that wanna live in, not a cell or a prison or a hell. So I'm getting just a little ghetto. Where my niggas control the middle and know the riddles of life. While others know only get little.
Rich places, sick places.
The fucking flames that are coming out of these speakers right now? The motherfucking flames? First of all, Banned from TV is a masterclass of late 90s New York hip hop. The real New York. Not the version that exists today. You heard the references. Real New York understands those references. You know what I mean? You have Noriega, the N-O-R to the motherfucking E. Crazy lyricist, bro. Jada, Styles P. I mean, you might as well say the locks. You just might as well say it's the locks on this joint. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe Sheik was in the bathroom or something. He just missed a cut. You have Big Pun, Killer Cam, some nigga named Nature who straight bodied the opening verse. No chorus, just heat, bars, nigga. Like, Pun said, Uzi, your hearse leave you double dead. I'm a bobblehead. I never listened to nothing my mother said. You hear him? He already lit you up. Now he hitting your hearse and he leaving you double dead. Like, who says that? And now Cameron, he was riding his Harlem World wave. And he came in with some sick ass wordplay. He said, yo, I've been in rich places, six places. See my story, 6,666 pages, wages. I rolled six aces. And at the same dice game, I caught six cases. I mean... Oh, and he hit Jada Kiss and Styles with the ill layup. He was wrapping up his verse in the end talking about, you the type to need a wife, though LOX told y'all the key to life. The point here is 100% to Swiss. And yes, I realize I didn't tell y'all what Tim played this round. Trust me, it doesn't matter. I want to thank y'all for banging with me here in season two. I do thank y'all so much. Keep a lookout for a new episode next week. All right. Where I go into the second half of my commentary on the original versus the IG live battle of the beats between the one and only Timbo the King and the incomparable Swiss Beats. I love and appreciate each and every aggressive Negress listener. Real talk, we're living in unprecedented times right now. This coronavirus, COVID-19, this thing has touched our family, it's touched our friends, our loved ones, their loved ones, and so on. At this point, everyone knows somebody who's been affected by this thing. This coronavirus knows no gender. It knows no color. It doesn't care about your sexuality. It doesn't care about your religion. It basically doesn't care about your block or what set you claim. You know what I'm saying? And so with that being said, please stay safe, stay home, follow common sense. And if you aren't blessed with common sense, then please follow the CDC guidelines. You know, so, you know, as I close out with my usual thanks, I also want to give a huge, huge thank you to all the men and all the women on the front lines all over the world. Thank you to all the healthcare workers. I'll say that again. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and the workers, those that support them. Thank you so much. Thank you to each and every single essential worker out there. Quote, unquote, put the quote back on. Just thank you. If you're an essential worker, thank you. We'll get through this together. I promise you that. I am your host, Dudney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Dudney. This podcast social media pages are at @A_Negress on Twitter and at @AggressiveNegress on Insta. Feel free to hit the inbox or simply at me if you got something to say. You know, I'm open to hearing it. Let me know. If you like what you heard, then share, subscribe, rate, review. Please, please, please. Thank you so much. I'd appreciate it if you did that. I know it's a lot to ask, but tell a friend to tell a friend. Aggressive Negress can be found on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes / Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Red Solo Cup cheers, and thanks again for coming to my kitchen talk. Bye.